recording. Oh, I'm Badgie. Oh. We're back.
Hello.
After a little hyenas. Hyenas. We had to take a little summer hyenas. Partially self-induced, partially forced on us.
Right.
There's been a lot of shit going down. But, just like cicadas, we're back. Better than ever. I feel like we're doing like a morning coffee clutch.
A morning coffee clutch?
Yeah, remember that skit on Saturday Night Live where it was that Mike Myers dressed up as the Jewish lady?
Oh, yeah.
Remember, he'd be like, welcome to my coffee clutch. And then he would have, like, random guests. I think coffee...
Morning coffee clutch?
I think coffee clutch or something like that. It's like a Jewish term, maybe. I don't know. It's probably not. Now I'm racist, but... Or religionist or whatever, but... Yeah, she would always call it, like, her coffee clutch or something.
That was one where she'd be like, let's, like, you, something, something, talk, right?
Right, yeah. She'd be like, green peas, neither green nor peas, discuss.
Right.
Bad example, because peas are peas and green. But you got the gist. So we're a little bit early today, real early for you. It's 10:20 my time, a.m. It's 8:20 your time. And I like that. Look at the giant coffee I bought.
Ooh, it's a giant. I just got a little guy.
Well, yeah, because you can't handle caffeine in the way that I can.
Right.
My system accepts it, yours rejects it.
Yes. Even in the form of, I think I told you this before, but my group, pee-pee, smells like coffee.
That is so weird.
I know.
How does it smell like coffee? I don't get it.
I think it's really like poison in my body. It's like, get out.
Just like the poison in the body of Joe Gorga on The Real Housewives of New Jersey.
Is that the name of her song?
No, but the little Italian husband always... says that he has poison in his body. That's why he has to have sex so much.
Oh, God. Why are men... Why do they just think, oh, I'm just going to say anything? I mean...
I know.
Just admit that you're horny. Who cares?
I know. Ernie. I know. It's... Yeah. Like, you just want to have sex. It's fine. Like,
right.
Something that you want to do. Please don't make up some kind of, like... It's poison in my body, or like...
Right. I have a lot of semen built up inside.
Or one of my favorites. Because I'm bald-headed, I have an excess of testosterone, which means that I have to... Yeah, that's what he said. He said because of his bald head, he had extra testosterone, which meant that he had to have sex more often than the usual man.
Oh, my God. I can't.
Did you just erp a little bit? A little something caught right here?
Mm-hmm.
I know, it's so gross. Seriously, why do you think I was like, I can never see his face again? So gross.
Ugh. Yes, for those of you listening, if you could both see our facials, we both just did a little stick over the time out at the same time.
I gotta show you, I just went to go grab some coffee because it is a morning podcast day, which I kind of like. Oh, there it is. Russ FaceTimed me yesterday and I was giving him the Anna. I was like, this is what Anna does to me. I get like an eyeball, she cleans out her nose, picks in her teeth, I get forehead, I get like a 10-minute shot of the widow's peak.
Uh-huh.
So I got to show you what was on my car this morning. Because when you live in the barrio, like I do, all the little businesses in the barrio don't have, like, a marketing budget. So they just get these, like, glossy postcards printed up.
Uh-huh.
Are you familiar with the glossy postcard?
Uh-huh.
Not sure what business actually does these. But they're making bankroll. That's all I got to say. Because I get, like, 500 little... shiny postcards stuck under my windshield wipers every day. So I got to show you the one that I had this morning. Let me see if I can. Can you see what that says?
Ooh, full service glitz car. Wow.
It is the glitz package.
Wow. And then they show the Honey Boo Boo package.
Yeah. Apparently, there's like this car wash has natural and full glitz. I'm not sure if like a flipper and a wig comes with this car wash, but I died laughing. Oh, I'm like, of course somebody, like, whoever opened this, somebody's wife was watching, like, Toddlers and Tiaras, and they're like, you know what word people like right now? They like, love the word glitz. So. So some dude put it on there. Everything included, including tire dressing.
Oh my God.
I was laughing really hard at this one. And then they show, like, some sort of a, like, 1950s Lamborghini something on the cover. And I'm like, 4521 West Grand Avenue, please. You're about to get some beaters with a heater getting that, coming rolling up for that glitz car wash. But I might use it.
Oh, my God.
I'm going to save the coupon. I thought that was
funny. Yeah, get her glitzed up.
I know. She needs to be glitzed. She's very natural right now. No flipper. This will be her first glitz pageant.
Oh, my God.
So, do we talk about why we took a hike? What? What was that?
Nothing.
Oh, just a sigh.
I was yawning.
Oh. Do we talk about why we've had a hiatus, or do we just ignore it and move forward?
Well, I mean, a lot of people had some sadness in their life, as well as us. I mean, some people died this year, this summer. A lot of people.
You know, it was a rough one. But it was a great summer up through about August 3rd. August 3rd was like the last time that I had a really fun time. That was Jenny Bon Jean's birthday when she was in Chicago. Mm. And then by that Sunday, that was when it all started rolling downhill.
Well, before that, there was Mel's thing too.
Yeah.
That's right before that.
Yeah, we had another friend that had some stuff right before that, and then a friend of ours went missing and passed away, and another very good friend's father passed away. I mean, it was just like every time you get up, you get a little kick in the vagina.
Right.
So I've just stopped answering my phone, which I think is probably the best way to.
Always the best way to.
Yeah.
Go through life.
If I see somebody calling me that I know, I just don't answer my phone. Come on, take that. You got something to tell me? Text me. Yeah. I just couldn't take it anymore.
No.
I was getting anxiety.
But oh, so many emotions.
So many emotions. That's another one for the Bexicana, the Becky and Anna lexicon.
Oh, right.
The first time somebody on this call, I won't name names for the sake of the innocent, the first time somebody on this call smoked marijuana.
What's that?
You're right. Smoke tree. We'll just say smoke tree. They what? Yeah. Tree. It's another word for marijuana. I might have made it up. Might have made it up.
Okay. I'm like, I haven't heard that one.
No, I didn't. It was, I actually heard it on the radio. As I hear most of the things that I say. But she went through, this person went through so many emotions. and of course we recorded it. Thank God that was before the day. Like, thank God we had to have like a giant ass camcorder with like a tape.
Mm-hmm. Like, and you know that the person that's in possession of that is now very religious. So she probably would never release it.
Is it AA?
Yeah.
Oh. She would never release it.
I'm just saying. She would never be like, oh, look at this I found. I'm going to transfer it to whatever, a DVD, and then upload it to Facebook. She would never do that.
Mm-mm. Although I would give my left nut to see that video.
True.
That shit was good.
She has all the stuff. Remember when we did our skit for our career class.
Oh, we're somebody, one of us was a farmer.
Well, we went through all these careers that weren't quite cut out for us.
This goes back to an earlier podcast where we discussed how Anna and I decided we had to do every college presentation as a duo.
Right, as a skit.
Yes, as both a duo and a not skit.
Just, yeah, not just like a presentation together, like a normal person would do, but a skit. I remember that class, like everybody else would like get up there like, I want to be a lawyer, blah, blah, blah. And then you and I were like, you have a little video.
Hit the lights. We were, seriously, people must have been like, these two are fucking freaks. We were like, excuse me, professor, is it okay if we do ours as both a duo and a performance? And they were always like, fine. There were always some like crusty Carthage teacher who was like, I don't give a shit, whatever. They were just like happy that we listened to the assignment.
Pretty much.
Oh my God.
The STD one was by far the best, though.
Was that the same one that we talked about alternate forms of female menstrual protection? Or was that different? Do you remember how we talked about some women use tea bark or like tree bark?
I don't remember that one.
There was definitely a presentation where we had to talk about alternate. It wasn't the whole point of the presentation, but in one part of one of our many skits, we had to discuss that like women used to use alternate forms of like tampons and pads didn't exist 50 years ago or whatever. And so some of the things that women used were
tree bark.
I mean, I don't remember if it was tree bark, actually. Oh,
yeah. I don't remember. It might have been the same one, because I just remember it start, like, it was, we were learning about STDs and that, like, general science class. Mm-hmm. And we pretended that I had one, and that I was doing research on the internet, because it was such a big deal. You're like, oh, what are you doing? I'm like, I'm researching on the World Wide Web.
Right. Instead of having to go to the library's card catalog.
I've had these symptoms. And then maybe that was what we talked about, was about alternate. I don't know. Yeah. I just remember at the end, though, when I'm like, it says here, you and your partner should go get checked out. And you're like, okay, come on, let's go.
I do remember that. And then we, like, linked arms and walked out of the classroom.
Right. And somebody in the class, like, I think it was Adam, like, totally fell out of his chair. He was laughing so hard.
Woof. Woof, woof. That's all I have to say about us circa 94 to 98. I mean, just crazy.
Yeah, it was liberal arts school. It was boring.
We were liberally artsy. Yeah. I mean, listen, the rest of those people had no fun. If we were going to have to be in some applied science class, we were going to at least
spice it up,
including but not limited to bringing roadies into class on occasion.
Oh, boy.
Ooh, oh, boy. So, yeah, whatever. We were mentally handicapable.
Yes.
But I'm really proud of us for how far we've come. Good shit.
Yeah.
So since we haven't talked in a long time, do you have any specific topics you'd like to discuss?
John Mayer.
All right.
And why he's still relevant.
I mean, I can just bear it. First of all, he looks, you know that guy, like, there was this guy when I was in junior high. We'll call him Rad Maroney for the sake of the podcast. And he was like a dork in school. And he was in the band. And he played the drums. And I remember thinking, like, he wasn't like a cool kid or anything. He was like part, he hung out with the dorks. And I remember thinking there was something about him where it was like, he was actually kind of cute. Or, like, could have been. but there was just something that was a little bit off. Like, he was a little greasy in the face. His hair was a little, like, stringy. You know what I mean? Like, it was just kind of like, it was just a little, it was like, you just wanted, you wanted to get your hands on a good oil-reducing shampoo and, like, a good face wash. And then you felt like, with the right haircut and everything, and, like, you know, some clothes, like, you, he could have been hot, but it was just like,
Like,
and then I saw him once at a band concert playing the drums, and it all sort of came together because I was really far away in the gym, and, like, his hair worked for while he was playing the drums, and then I had like a mini boner for him for like for like an hour while he was playing the drums. Mm-hmm. And then when I saw him by the lockers again, I was like, wah, wah. That's what I feel like John Mayer is. Like, he always just looks a little greasy. Like, his hair is a little fakakta. He wears, like, he lives in, like, Wyoming or Montana now. So he wears, like, ironic Indiana Jones hats.
Right.
Which BTW, Jeff Wheelock's been doing that since day one. El Jefe Del Mundo has been rocking an Indiana Jones hat since before Indiana Jones did. So, back down.
Yeah, I mean, he's so gross and he thinks he's such a badass. I mean, you made pop music. It's not like you wrote crazy, like, rock. It's not rock and roll by any means. It's fucking pop, girly, like, I'm gonna make out with you, you know, kind of songs. Like,
oh, no, let me
Bodies of Wonderland.
If any guy, if any guy was like, I wrote you a song. I have such a low tolerance for cheesy dude. It's like, some girls are just like, oh, it's so romantic. And you know, you know me, I'm like, oh, hell no. I broke up with a guy for getting me a box of chocolates. And I broke up with another one because A, I didn't like his head, and B, he put roses on my front stoop.
Right.
I was like, uh-uh. Cut the cheese.
I know.
Wait.
I know. I told little fella, I'm like, if you do anything remotely romantic and it's time, I'll say no.
Oh, wait. So I should retract the email I was going to send little friend. Possible engagement ideas. Take her on a gondola ride. Have the gondoliers sing a song that you've written.
Oh, my God.
Use the word, your body's a wonderland, over and over. write a piece of slam poetry all about her.
Or how about erotic poetry?
Ew. Yet another one of my classic faves. I had a dude who I hadn't even been on a date with yet. I'd met him once, and he called, and, of course, we were 14. By that, I mean 27. So I made Anna talk to him on the phone, and he asked her if I was into erotic poetry.
Yeah. So gross.
Dude. Dudes are corny. Like, because they think that's what we want to hear, because there are some thirsty chicks who like that shit, but I'm like...
Oh, yeah, look at every stupid freaking rom-com. I mean, that's how it ends. It's like some badass guy turns into this, like, magically romantic, sweet, thoughtful person. It's like, that's like a freaking unicorn. And for the ones where it kind of does exist, it's so corny that you're like, yeah.
I know. I never like that. I always like the ones where the romance ends with the bad dude staying kind of bad.
Right.
Staying mostly bad. Like Felicity, with Ben and Felicity, my all-time favorite romance. He was a cocksucker till the very end. She just learned to accept it.
Yep.
And she was annoying and, like, mousy, so he learned to accept that.
Well, yeah, because she went to school because he went there. Like, hello.
Pussy. I know.
Pretty. So...
Dude, we both totally would have done that.
Oh, yeah, for sure. But I'm just saying. I mean, you can't expect that the dude's going to be like, oh, let's just run into your arms.
Yeah, I've learned that, first of all, you don't really want the bad boy to change, because if he does and goes soft, and this happened to me firsthand, you don't like it so much anymore.
Right.
It's like, oh. I hated all the shit you were doing before, but now I really hate this version.
Right.
Because You're kind of annoying when you're not drunk.
Right. Exactly.
You say you've stopped doing drugs? Oh.
You want to be attentive now to everything? No.
When you say you want to sleep over, you mean sleep? Oh. Yeah, so I agree. John Mayer, corny. Not even really handsome.
No.
And he pulled Jennifer Aniston.
I know. I think that must have just been publicity. I don't know. Or, she smokes a lot of pot. Maybe she's just, like, in her stoner phase. She's like,
interesting story.
She's, like, perfectly good, whatever.
She's pretty desperado, too.
That's true. Well, then what got me thinking about how lame he is and the fact that I can't still believe anybody has to breathe his name is when he came out and said that he was upset. He thought it was harsh that Taylor Swift wrote one of her songs about him. It's like, well, that's what you get with hooking up with someone that's 20 and you're like 15 years older than her. Of course she's going to write a song about you, you douchebag. Like,
have you not heard every other song that she wrote about every other boy she's ever made out with?
Exactly. I gotta give her like, that's what she does. I kind of think it's hilarious. But for him to be like, oh, that was harsh. Like, really? Go away.
Yeah, he's so, like, everything he does is so calculated for a media moment. Which is fine. I get that that's how you get money, but what's annoying is when that person also then tries to pretend the opposite. Like,
right.
I had to go away to Wyoming or Montana or whatever, one of those states that nobody cares about. I had to go away because I just needed to, like, get back to me. And, like, I'm like, you know what? Just stop walking around L.A. with your chick du jour and going to, like, Earth Cafe where every photographer hangs out. How about that?
Right.
You know how many thousands of stars are very famous, and yet you never see a single picture or hear a story? How about you don't wear, like, a Borat bathing suit on a yacht? Remember when he had all those pictures where he was wearing, like, that lime green Borat bathing suit? Google it. Yeah, like, it's like I'm making fun of the media. I want to be in the media. I'm gonna get, like, it's just so annoying.
Right.
It's too much. Right. First name douche, last name bag.
Yeah, I just wish he would go away.
Can we talk about
no one ever had to speak of him again?
The name John Mayer shall never be said in this house. You know how there's, like, some movies, like old-timey movies, there's always, like, a word or somebody's name that could never be spoken of in the house?
Mm-hmm.
Let's make that John Mayer. This is a John Mayer free zone.
Totally.
His name shall not be spoken.
Totally making a John Mayer.
Totally. There better not be an iPod. You better check your iPod before you come in my house.
John Mayer and Kardashian. You are not allowed to say those.
I agree. I've been getting real fired up about the Kardashians lately. I don't know why. I go on these kicks.
I know. We can't even talk about them because it's wasted breath.
But here's what I'll say. I'm not going to say the word. We'll say Kardashian. I want to punch out every fucking suburban mother who brings their children to these book signings. These, like, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12-year-old book, like, children that go to these book signings for the sisters. The witch coven.
Wait, they're writing books now?
Girl.
I try very hard to not, if there's an article in the Us Weekly I buy, I don't read it or I don't buy it if you're on the cover.
Oh, uh-uh. I had to steady take all that off my DVR. Like, it's off of it. Every once in a while I get curious, then I'll watch one or I'll record one again, then I'm like, stop it! Because I really do think that they're an evil witch coven, and I feel like these mothers that, you know how I feel about Three Sisters.
Right.
Always something freaky. I feel like all of the mothers that take these children, like, they have, like, Kardashian Confidential, spelled with a K.
Oh, that's right. I think you're
the Kardashian Collection at Sears, spelled with a K. Like, right. I mean, stop with the letter K. But I want to take every mother and report them to Child Welfare Services, because it is the most evil, manipulating raunchy, disgusting family. It's not even a family. Mm-hmm. It's a business. Everything that they put out there is a lie. Everything that they do is a lie. And
yeah, it's totally scripted.
Yeah, and that's fine that, like, a lot of TV shows are like that. I get that. But at the same time, your children are watching, your daughters are watching this.
Right.
Under the guise that this is real life.
Right.
And we are raising a generation of whorebags.
Mm-hmm.
That think an entire family is now billionaires because one of the daughters fucked a B-list dude who's only famous for being a brother to a 90s B-list star.
Right.
Let's break it down. Like, that's all it is. Right. Like, nobody knows anything else about them. Nobody cared anything else about them besides the fact that Kim Kardashian gave a blowy to Ray J, brother of Brandy. Mm-hmm.
Right.
I mean, I feel like you and I are more famous than Ray J.
For sure.
So it's like, just the fact that we glamorize this and that it's, if you're smart enough, if you're like one of us where, you know, it's on TV and you're like, all right, I'm going to watch this shit to see what happens. We're smart. We have enough brain cells to process how fake and how jank those people are.
Right.
These, like, 12-year-old girls don't.
Right.
And if I see one more person that's like, one of my idols are Kourtney Kardashian and I love Kim Kardashian. Like, what do you love them for? They're so trashy. I hate them.
Right.
End of rant. I just want to report. I want to report all those mothers to welfare services because, frankly, you're doing more damage with letting them idolize the witch coven than you are giving them a bag of Flamin' Hot Cheetos that's giving them that muffin top.
Right. Heard it.
And so it shall be. Because, I mean, 13-year-old girls these days are rocking a muffin top like I have never seen.
I know.
You gotta stop with the soy. You gotta stop the with the...
Anything process, yeah.
The growth hormones.
Mm-hmm. I know, it's bad.
Do you remember, nobody had a muffin, we didn't even have the word muffin top back in the 80s.
No, you're either just chubby or or not.
Right, you were either rocking a high BMI generally, but it was an overall thing.
Oh my god, can you please look at what's going on over here?
Yeah. For those of you that can't see, Anna's man friend, aka Lil Fella, is standing outside of the door and just
he looks like Triumph the Insult Cat.
Yeah, just putting their cat, I can't even describe the scene. Is that a little turd on the floor?
Yeah, it's a mouse.
Oh, a fake one.
Yes. Have you seen real dead mice lying around?
It's that kind of house.
Keeps them busy.
Gross. Do you ever get a bug in the house and your cat's just like go into a zone where, and I can always tell when it happens, like if there's a spider or something, because both of them are dead quiet, sit in the same spot for like an hour and a half and just stare at the wall.
I love it. Sometimes I kind of want flies to come in because Colonel Mustard is so annoying and, like, wants to be played with all the time. So it's almost better when there's a fly because it gives him something to do. Although he sucks at catching them. He never catches them.
One of mine just, there was a fly that I let in the house and one of the two of them killed it. I saw them go running down the hall after it. And then next thing I know, I walked over there and the fly was laying on the ground.
Nice.
Good job. And I never have bugs in my house ever.
Mm-hmm.
Yay!
They are good for something.
Statements that should never be isolated. I never have bugs in my house ever. Congrats. Yeah. John Mayer. Oh, I was just gonna say too, getting off the witch coven. Sorry, I had to go down that road, but it's been on my chest. Yeah. And I couldn't,
I'm with you.
I couldn't Twitter, Tumblr, or Facebook about it enough. I just had to be like, bleh. but other whack celebrities that I wish would go away, Amanda Bynes.
And oh, yes.
What is going on?
I know. I feel kind of bad for her because obviously she's like, you know, the movies that she did. I loved her in So What I Like About You.
Yes, I liked that show. She was
such a cute show. Loved Jenny Garth in that. Loved her little, everybody's little boyfriends, whatever.
Yeah.
And then it was like after that she did those really bad movies.
She did one that I like with Colin Firth. Where she was
the princess one?
She was the daughter in America and she, like her father lived in England and she went there.
Right, yeah, they had to like gussy her up or, yeah, because she's like a tomboy.
Oh, I'm sorry. Are we still saying gussy?
Yeah, it's a very modern day.
Ah, 23 skid canoe. Well, I oughta.
Well, you see, yeah.
Listen here, wiseacre. It's like when you tried to bring Bohunk back. Was it you that?
Who did?
I think you did. Was it you?
I think I liked Hunk.
Maybe Hunk.
Because I used to have a bit. Remember when you wore a jean jacket and you had all those ridiculous buttons?
No.
I had. Well, maybe it's just really. But I had one button that said Hunk Inspector.
Oh my god! You are so corny.
Fifth grade. I wonder if I still have all those buttons.
I'm sure you do.
Oh my god.
Sure. Little fella could find them in the jink box somewhere. Oh my god. Hunk Inspector.
Uh-huh.
Dude, none of my friends and I all like to pretend like boys didn't exist. We were like the antithesis of that. Like,
oh, I was boy crazy.
Really? Really, Blanche. Maybe that's why I'm, like, the opposite. Not, yeah, what I don't know. Whatever. But, like, yeah, no, no. We were never, like, I swear, my best friend who practically lived with me my, you know, entire, like, high school years, she pretty much lived at my house, and if we weren't there, we were at her house. We never talked about boys, ever.
I mean, I didn't like any of the boys at our school, but I loved, like, celebrity boys. Mm-mm. Like, I'd, like, deep crush it. Like, Sean Astin, Kirk Cameron. I like really deep crushes.
The only one I had was Michael Jackson cover the Thriller album.
Oh yeah, that was a good one.
I would just that thing folded out so that it stood up. Mm-hmm. You may recall the record on the inside. I mean, I had a record player that alternated flashing lights in the background. It was a maze. And that record unfolded, and on the inside, he was wearing some sort of like a light gray pastel pink suit, suspender, bow tie situation. Mm-hmm. And he was like laid out on one side. One arm up.
I'm familiar.
I would turn off all the lights. Oh. Your face was just classic. Turn off the lights. No, I would turn off all the lights because my record player flashed there. Of course, we didn't get anything new. We didn't get anything new, so my parents bought this record player at a garage sale next door from these people that were like, had kids that were like 15 years older than us. So it was called like the disco player, and it had disco ball lights in the background behind a piece of clear plastic. So you could turn off all the lights and then your room would turn into a disco.
Oh.
Even though it was 1988. Which explains a lot about me. And then I would play Michael and I would just have that unfolded on top so that I could just see little flashes of that picture. And I was like, how do I get this man to marry me?
Mm-hmm.
Little did I know. Oh, boy.
Yeah. Let's not tarnish his image.
All I'm saying is little did I know. I could take a lot of meanings.
Right.
For many, many reasons, Michael would never want to marry me.
Right.
But that was probably the only, like, deep crush on anybody famous that I had. I had them on boys at school. Mm. But, like, we never talked about them. Right. I didn't even like saying the word boy. Like, we never talked about boys. Which I think is probably weird.
Yeah, I even had a shirt that, I think across the center was like a sweatshirt. It said boys or something. And then on one sleeve, it said our yucky. And the other sleeve, it said our something, our hot or hunky or, so, you know, something cheesy like that.
I mean, where do you even buy these in Woodlake, Minnesota?
I don't even, I remember that whenever, wherever I saw that, it was probably in like the Sears catalog or something. I was like, I have to have that.
So did you give a boy an arm based on what you thought of him?
Mm-hmm. Or it wasn't necessarily to a specific boy. It would just be like, depending on the day, mm-hmm. I would either have one arm down or the other arm down.
Oh, like you would push one arm up?
Right. So that you could only see the side that said boys are yucky.
Oh boy.
I know.
Wow.
Yep.
How am I just hearing about this sweatshirt?
I wonder if I still have that guy. That would be awesome.
You invest 17 years in a friendship, you'd think I'd hear about the hunky and yucky sweatshirt before now.
Oh, I'll have to look.
It's pretty amazing.
Yeah.
I was just thinking the other day about some of the 90s shit that I wish would come back full force. Because my mom, not only did my mom, like, not get us anything that was ever fashionable, she was, like, morally opposed to it.
Right.
You know, my mom's a little bit part hippie or something. Like, she had us drinking green juice and eating carob and, like, turkey and shit before people, like, that, it just made us weird, smelly kids.
Right.
And then she also had this, like, thing against, you know, any sort of fashion or buying clothes anywhere but Farm and Fleet. And we weren't rich, but we could have afforded one or two pieces that were current. Right. You know? Like, I could have gotten one pair of Guess jeans in my life.
Right.
But no. My mom was like, hell no. Not even, right. She was like, stirrup pants are stupid. I'm not even, like, right. You could get them at Kmart, but she thought the style was dumb, so therefore, I never had them.
Oh, yeah, I never did either. Yeah. My mom said the same thing. She's like, that is the dumbest thing ever. Why would you wear those?
And I'm like, I'm 9. Let me have a dumb fashion. Like, what's it going to hurt you?
I know.
It's so cathartic. But I was like, I was so into fashion back then because I went to Catholic school and we had to wear uniforms every day. So the only time.
So you want stirrup pants to come back?
No. That was just a rant I went down because that was like the big. Because I was like, this is one, like, I get Guess jeans. She's not going to pay a lot of money for a fashion. Or, like, right. I never got, like, the real kegs. I got, like, the jank, right. You know, the jank Kmart kegs that came tied together right. By the shoestrings.
Right.
I'm fine with all that. Whatever. I made it work. I got through it. But, like, I was like, stirrup pants, you can get them at Farm and Fleet. Like, they're right next to the ugly high-waisted acid wash mom jeans you're about to buy me. Like, what's the tip? But she was like, no, I just think the style's dumb. I'm like, okay. Mm-hmm. But some of the things that I would like to come back because of that fact, I didn't ever have enough money to buy anything fashionable of my own until I, like, last year. Like, I think that's why I love labels so much now. Like, I kind of became a label whore because literally it was like, I never had any. So I just wish some of those 90s fashions would come back so that I could actually buy the real things this time around.
Such as? A hypercolor t-shirt?
No. Because they had, like, the knockoffs of those. And we went through this weird phase in junior high / freshman year where we stole a lot.
Oh.
So I'm pretty sure I stole one of those at one point. As well as, like, we stole, like, Warne t-shirts. Warne.
Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm.
OP.
Mm-hmm.
Vision Streetwear.
Mm-hmm.
Anything Benetton, which Jensina's dad thinks is Benelton. And he refuses to accept that it's not. Esprit.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, so we were like little thieves for like a year.
So you didn't have labels, you just stole them.
Well, mostly I was too chicken to actually steal them, and my mother would have noticed if I had it.
Right.
So I couldn't steal to the same excess that some of the other cool girls could, because my mom, I only had like 5 items of clothing. Right. They had, like, closets full. They had older sisters, you know, that, like, their moms never knew what was happening with the clothing situation.
Right.
Monica ran a tight ship.
Right.
She would have smelled if there was, like, right. I mostly could steal things like zinc pink lipstick, things that were small that I could keep in, like, right. a little baggy, and she would never know. And even then, she'd be like, is there a new item in this house? She had that shit on lockdown. I mean, there was no... But yeah, like, we went through kind of like a stealing phase. But they were mostly stealing the clothes. And then I would just steal the little tag on the shirts. Because remember, they always used to come with a sticker?
Oh, yeah. It's, yeah. Like, I kept all of those.
Yeah, like Ocean Pacific and Bornet would always have this sticker. So I thought maybe if I just had a bunch of stickers, people would think that somewhere hidden away in my closet were all of these t-shirts.
Right.
They weren't. But I, like, I just want, like, maybe Z Cavaricci's to come back. Maybe Jerbo's.
The ones with the bow?
The ones, the Z Cavs that are, like...
They had the zipper and then they had the bow in the back.
Was it a bow?
Oh, no, I'm thinking of... No, that's something else.
Yeah, I don't remember. These were, like, definitely a very flat front, but then... Right at, like, mid-pooch, right around a fupa area, they would go into, like, a crazy pleat. Like, a crazy puffy pleat.
A yoke?
Oh, my God. They totally had a yoke.
I had some knockoffs with a yoke.
And they definitely came out at the hips in, like a Jodhpur horse riding pant type right. situation.
Wait, you want those to come back?
Yeah.
No grown woman should wear pants with a yoke.
But mostly, no, I want guys to wear Z Cavaricci's more than anything. With like the, remember the style in eighth grade was like a very strong shouldered, boxy, cropped blazer for men. Do you remember that?
Awful.
I couldn't wait till eighth grade graduation. I remember as a seventh grader going to eighth grade graduation. And I saw all the boys dressed up. Because, you know, we never saw them dressed up.
Right.
And I saw them all in their Jackie Collins strong-shouldered, like...
Oh, my God.
Mexicali house dancer blazers. With, like, a deep V and a single button at the bottom. And then, like, the Z Cavaricci-style yoked pants.
Oh, my God.
I couldn't wait till eighth grade graduation to see all the boys in their dress-up clothes.
Hilarious.
Yeah. But I really want, I think, like, Jerbo's, I'm not mad at. I want guys.
This would be okay. I had a lot of those.
You did?
Yeah, because I worked my ass off. I waitressed. But I would have to lie, because my dad knew somehow, my dad didn't know anything, but somehow he magically knew how much those jeans cost, because like they were probably, like, $70 or $80.
Mm-hmm.
I mean. Which, you know.
$70 or $80.
Yeah, that's as much as Gap jeans now. I mean, that's crazy to think about a high school person, you know, back then. But yeah, somehow he knew. So when I would buy them, I would buy the kids. I could wear the kids,
obviously,
size, and so they were like 40. So I would just lie and tell them they were 30 because I bought them in the kids section.
That's hilarious. You could wear the kids. I mean, I always worked, too, but my mom and dad made me put almost everything in savings, and I couldn't really touch it. I would get a little bit. Like, I would get a little allowance from my own paycheck, but for the most part, I never really...
See, I made cash money, so they couldn't regulate.
True. I mean, I worked at Spurgeon's.
Spurge.
But, and I never really, the thing was, when I turned 16, they bought me a car. I, you know, they always bought me cars, but in return, I always had to keep a job of some sort.
Right.
But I was always in so much shit, you know, like I was like doing dance show and then I was like on Palms and then I was also choreographing music. Like I was doing so much after school. I could really only work like 4 hours a week on a Saturday.
Right.
And they were okay with that. You know, as long as I was keeping busy, they were like, that's fine. So I made, like, $43 a week after taxes.
Right.
So, and then I got, like, 10% of my paycheck to keep. Which at that point was basically enough to fill up my tank of gas for the month. And then, so I never really had a lot of extra cash left over. And then, you know, sometimes I would jangle around in my dad's toll booth money that he kept in his Honda Accord. I would have to pay for the movies in like 12 quarters.
Oh my God, it's hilarious.
But I just want some of those things to come back so that I can actually, I just had to look on, I wouldn't mind if Cross Colors came back.
Mm.
Eight ball leather jackets.
Oh God. What about a sandwash silk shirt?
Oh, I love a sandwash silk. I'm more like the ones, for some reason, mustard yellow was real big in Prince in the 90s. And I liked it when it would be like a sandwash silk with a mustard yellow and probably like maroon triangle print all over it. And then they would button it all the way up to the top. And they would wear like a mustard yellow pant.
Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah, that maroon color and mustard. You're right. Mm-hmm.
All the... Oh, come on, dude. I'm hoping that's football.
Yeah. He's probably watching some pregame something. I don't know.
It's so amazing to me, like, that guys can watch football for that long.
I know.
I'm kind of, did he hear me?
Huh?
Did he hear me?
Oh.
I'm a little bit gels because I don't know, I don't think there's anything I could sit and watch that long. Like, if given the option, they could watch it from 7 a.m. to, like, 3 in the morning.
Oh, yeah. All day Sunday is usually dedicated to football.
What do you do?
That's when I usually when I do my errand, like my own girl errands. Yeah. You know, like go to Ulta or Sephora, that kind of stuff. Where if we're together, he's like the grumpiest person ever. He's like, "What can we get out of here?"
Mm-hmm. But isn't that funny? It's like so. That's such a nature versus nurture thing because it's like I could literally spend my entire life in a Sephora. Mm-hmm. I mean, I could straight up fold my legs like a paper fan, sit on the ground. Yeah, we lost Nana for a second, but I was just saying that I could like sit on the ground so I can see even all the shit at the lowest level, you know, because they like to put the stuff that doesn't sell down there.
Right.
And I could just fold up and sit down there and just like Indian style, scoot my butt over every like 5 minutes and inspect each and every package, touch it with my hands.
Uh-huh.
Like, I want to see, like, where was this made? What kind of weird African goji berry is it made with?
Mm-hmm.
What's it trying to do to my hair? And I believe it all and I love it.
Ulta is almost even worse because usually they're even bigger.
Yeah.
You know, and then they have the drugstore brands as well, which sometimes are like a cheapo drugstore find as well.
Mm-hmm.
So that place kind of makes me a little overwhelming.
The one good thing about Barrio Living is that the Walgreens, like if I go to the Walgreens, it's a little bit west of my house. It's like deep in the heart of the hood. Not like bad hood, but you know, like Barrio, like whatever. And they have all these weird like Latin beauty products.
Oh.
This little like corner end cap that's only like Mexican beauty products and everything's in Spanish. But nice. But it's always like 50 cents or a dollar. And I just do like the arm scoop of each shelf into my little basket.
Uh-huh.
Cause I love that shit. It's like smelling, one of them smells like roses and it's like weird. And I try to interpret what it says. Like, I put it in my bath water. I love it. I love, like, weird beauty products like that.
I do and I don't, because sometimes I always worry that, like, I don't know. It's real Jake.
As long as it's not something, I don't really put anything on my face. I don't even really wash my face. So, as long as it's not, you know, I don't really use even, like, traditional, like, cleansers.
Uh-huh.
So, pretty much, my body is a self-cleaning oven. I don't really fuck with it too much.
Right. And no, that's good.
And when I do, that's usually when something goes awry.
Right.
You know, I'm queen of the weird rash.
Right.
but I'm saying, like, it'll be, like, bath oils or, like, you know, like, weird little, like, body soap or some kind of, like, cucumber stuff that you put on your nails, that kind of stuff. I've never, I mean, it's probably all, like, crazy shit, but I just love it. I love that it smells weird, and I like the little packaging that is all in Spanish.
Right, right.
What's going on there?
Oh, my lips are real dry. No peeling off.
It's starting to get to be dry time of year because I've been like dry myself. I think I'm going to go get a Dominican blowout.
Oh. Sounds saucy.
Also what I get after I eat Dominican food. Whatever. We're all friends here. By the way, that was Anna that said that. I'm going to try to edit it so it sounds like you said it. I'm going to be like, I eat Dominican food. No, but have you ever heard of those Dominican blowouts? I didn't realize that this was like a thing.
It's different than Brazilian?
Yeah. It's like just like regular, it's just a regular like blow dry that lasts for like a week and a half and then you go get another one. But apparently Dominicans are known for straightening hair because like all, most Dominicans have like really curly, thick hair, but they always, you think they all have straight hair because they all know about these like weird Dominican blowout places.
Huh.
It's like a whole weird subculture. But I heard somebody said it on TV and, you know, of course I had to Google it and then I just saw pages and pages of all this stuff and there's a Dominican salon right down the street.
Oh.
And apparently they're everywhere in New York. Like people from Manhattan go out to like Queens to go get their blowouts done because they're cheap, super fast, and last for like a week and a half.
Huh. What do you know about those Dominicans?
I mean, good job. Good job, Sammy Sosa. So I'm going to try it and see what happens.
Post some pics.
I will. And they're open on Sundays, so I like that. Because Sunday's a good day.
Oh, that's nice.
Yeah, because it's like, if I do it before Sunday, then it's all jank before you can wear it to work.
Right.
Or use it for the next week. And if you get it done on like a Thursday, sometimes I just don't feel like doing anything on a Friday.
Right.
Dead bird it. Do we have any, I don't know if you have this at the ready, but do we have any things Anna contemplates for our first episode back?
It was John Mayer and basically just why he's still relevant. So we've already kind of covered that.
Okay.
I don't think I have any other ones off the top of my head.
I don't think we ever closed the gap on Amanda Bynes either.
Oh, no.
Can we just briefly discuss what drug do you think she's on?
All of them.
Oh my God, did you hear about that guy too from, I guess he was on the show Sons of Anarchy, which I never really watched.
Oh, that died?
The Katy Perry's ex-boyfriend?
Mm-hmm.
He killed his landlady.
Oh, yes. Right, and then himself?
And her cat.
Oh. We gotta kill the pussy.
Not to be, like, even more disgusting, but they said that he, like, literally pulled the cat limb from limb, killed his 80-year-old landlord, tried to kill, like, her two neighbors, and they said it took, like, three men, to hold him from getting into the house, and then he climbed up on a roof and either jumped or fell.
Oh, my God.
People need to stop snorting whatever they are snorting.
Mm-hmm.
I mean,
wow, that's sad.
The worst part about it is that all of this shit, like, anything that has chemicals, these crackadillies are going to find some way to snort it or boil it or do whatever to it. So you can't keep outlawing things that people use to make drugs. Like, you just kind of have to go natural selection. Like, if you're about to eat some bath salts.
Right.
I mean.
Right. Yeah, you're obviously not in a mental, the right place.
How much have you really been contributing to society before you snorted those bath salts?
Right.
I would like to see. But it's like, you know, like now it's like you can, I have to basically go through, like, it's harder to get a thing of Sudafed than it is to get a handgun.
Right. Agreed. That's crazy.
Is the little fella there?
He's getting dressed. I don't know where he's going.
Oh, don't turn the camera around then.
But he is dressed. He's I don't know what he's doing. You're what? Are we going to brunch? Okay.
Good boy. Well, I'll let you go sort that out because we are at 55 right. minutes.
Oh, all right.
Which I think is good for our first time back. Mm-hmm. A little rusty.
We could revisit Amanda and other drugs.
Yeah, let's do some research on the newest drugs that are on the market. Then let's both do them.
Yes.
Like, we'll each pick one to do.
For sure. And then we'll do the podcast on them.
Yes. We'll start the podcast rolling right before we do them, mm-hmm. and then we'll just see where the podcast goes.
For sure.
I'm like, okay, now I see. Okay, so I see Anna's eating little fella's face. So apparently, this drug makes you hungry. All of control. All right.
Hilarious.
I'm gonna go take some allergy medication.
All right.
Where are you going to brunch?
I think there's this guy. He was actually on Top Chef. Apparently, Brian Malarkey.
Yeah.
And he's opened several restaurants here that are all different fabrics. Like seersucker, burlap, gabardine. I think we're going to go to gabardine. Because I have a group on.
Does the food have to deal with the fabric?
No, I think it's just whatever.
Corny?
Yeah.
Because that would be cool, like, if the food went along with what the fabric is, you know? Because, like, gabardine is, like, trousers, seems more, like, upscale. Seersucker seems like country, like, summer food, you know? It'd be cool if he did that, but just sounds corny.
Yeah, the decor doesn't even really go along with the fabric, which is kind of weird, but...
Stupid. All right. Well, enjoy.
All right.
Your brunch.
If you blow out.
After brunch. Have fun with yours. All right. Tell little fella and Colonel Mustard and Badgie I said hi.
Okay. Tell the girls I said hello.
Okay. And thanks everybody for listening to our first one back.
Yay.
Talk to you again soon.
Bye.